Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa bihi nasta'in was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'du fayaqulu Allahu jalla wa ala fi muhkam at-tanzil ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim fa amana lahu lut وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب وآتيناه وأجره في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين صدق الله العلي المولانا العظيم جماعة المسلمين and respected listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us a short period of time in this world, and Allah who tests us. This world is a place of ibtila, a place of testing, and the place of reward is the akhirah and the year after. If a person's actions are good in this world, good meaning that they are in accordance with the deen of Allah, as is shown to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we hope for the jannah of Allah and the mercy of Allah. And if a person's actions are bad, and then the remuneration for it will be bad on the day of qiyamah. Meaning, if a person's actions in this world are contrary and not in line with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if they do not make tawbah, repent to Allah and beg the forgiveness of Allah and change their lives for the better, then in the absence of that, then the punishment of Allah awaits for those who have been disobedient to Allah and those who disbelieve in Allah. Allah make us of those who live our lives with the awareness of the akhirah and who live our lives in preparation for the year after. Therefore Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom we send salawat and salams, has said, الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. An intelligent person is he who controls his desires, does not do what he or she wants. وعمل لما بعد الموت. And who does work and effort for that which comes after death. For that which comes after death is eternal and everlasting. And those who have been saved from the fire of Jahannam, they have been successful. Allah make us of those who are successful. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for gathering us in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray a Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. It is a huge and wonderful bounty, more so in the month of Ramadan. Salah Jama'at Muslimin, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has equated it and given an example of a person and asked the question, what do you think of a person in front of whose door runs a river and he bathes in that river 5 times a day? هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ Can any dirt remain behind on his body? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala replied, لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ No dirt can remain behind on the body of such a person. He baths 5 times a day in a river that runs in front of his door. How can there remain any dirt on his body? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied, that is the example of salah. Whatever sins there might have been, whatever mistakes we might have made, we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come in the house of Allah, the reality is, when we come in the house of Allah, there is a tranquility, a sakina. There is a peace in the house of Allah that 10 meters away you will not find. There is an ambience and environment in the house of Allah. Where does this come from? It comes from the obedience of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Here is the place where hundreds come day after day after day. They leave everything else behind. They come and they leave their work, or they make arrangements to be here before they go to work. They come out of their work and they come here to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the evening, instead of eating or doing anything else, they come to the house of Allah. After having eaten supper, before they go to sleep, they come again to the house of Allah. And then in the houses of Allah, what do? They make a niyyah. They turn to Allah, they make takbir saying, Allahu Akbar, they lift their hands. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ I turn my face to Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَتَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ They make that dua. Then they go down into ruku, submission to Allah, that we will do to nobody else. If somebody says, bow down to me, you will tell him, I bow down only to Allah. Then after coming up from ruku, then they go down into prostration, sajda, and they place their heads on the ground and they proclaim the greatness of Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to Allah the Most High. That's what happens in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the environment we come in. And therefore you cannot find that environment, that nur and that light, and that environment that comes from the obedience of Allah and dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, you can't find it outside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to come inside the house of Allah. You have to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you can feel that environment, alhamdulillah. And then Jama'at Muslimin, if we wear the sunnah atar, the we call it the makawali, the sunnah sweet smelling oils, which we know as itar in the Arabic language, then we even smell how the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smells. And when we see the believers, then we see they are those, because of them my rewards are multiplied. Because of them. When we see the believers, we look at each other. Because of each other, Allah multiplies our reward. If we were praying salah alone, you would be rewarded for your salah. And for every harf of the Quran you recite in salah, and for every ruku, and for every sajda, you will be rewarded if you had prayed alone. But because of your brothers here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has taken that same reward and multiplied it 27 times. And if you love each other for the pleasure of Allah, only for Allah, because you are a Muslim and I am a Muslim, I love you for the pleasure of Allah, Allah makes you of the mutahabuna fillah. Those who love each other for the pleasure of Allah, they will be under the shade of the throne of Allah. Meaning your love for each other can earn you the Jannah of Allah. And our love for each other is part of our iman, part of our belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, we must make an effort and a concerted sacrifice to always be in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jama'at Muslimin, we should ensure that our children are in the houses of Allah. They must be brought up in the houses of Allah. Let not your children be mahroom, devoid of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of a weakness in yourself. Let that never happen, Jama'at Muslimin. Let your children be of those who grew up in the house of Allah. Those who grew up in the houses of Allah, coming to the houses of Allah, they grew up to be of the salihun and the pious. If by any chance I have not been in the house of Allah, now I make maniyyah and now I make a change. Now it is the month of Ramadan. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, let not through our weaknesses, our children be kept away from the house of Allah because of my weakness. Al-iyadu billah. Let that not happen, Jama'at Muslimin. And even if I maybe was not given the opportunity and woken up and taken to the house of Allah, let me make sure that my children are taken to the house of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This nurani environment, this environment of nur, of guidance, of knowledge of the deen of Allah, of Quran being recited, Quran being taught, hadith, the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this comes from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at it as a place filled with drought, and there is one spring where water is gushing out all the time. If somebody dies of thirst next door to that spring, we would say that person committed suicide. The water is just next door. He never came to drink from that spring. In the same way, the spring of nur and rahmah, light and mercy and barakah and goodness is in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must allow our children and ourselves to come to the houses of Allah to benefit from that. When they benefit from that, they will take it back to our homes. And this is the piety that we want within our children and within ourselves. Allah keep us in the houses of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We continue Jama'at Muslimin with ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th Surah of the Holy Quran. It's found in the 20th juz of the Holy Quran, and we are now coming close to the end of the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ. And then Nabi Lut alayhi salam, he believed in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Over the past few days we've been speaking about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and now Allah speaks about Nabi Lut alayhi salam. They lived in the same time. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, according to Mufassirun, he was the paternal nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's brother's son. So he was the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he believed in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the message of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ And he said, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ I'm making hijrah ila Rabbi, to my Rabb. Hijra we know is migration, Jama'at Muslimin. Our calendar is called Hijri. We are now in 1438 Hijri, meaning 1438 lunar years after Hijra. The migration that we know, and the most famous migration, although there were many migrations, there were migrations to Abyssinia twice, and then afterwards there was migration to Madinatul Munawwara. The famous migration happened 1438 years ago from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accompanied by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they went and they left Makkah al-Mukarramah and they traveled and migrated and made hijrah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Left everything behind for the sake of the deen of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So hijrah means the migration. The muhajirun are called, the people of Makkah are called muhajirun. And the people of Medina are called the Ansar. Muhajir means those who immigrated. So those who had believed in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in those first 13 years, when they migrated to Medina al-Munawwara, they were called muhajirun, people who migrated, immigrants. Translated as immigrants, the muhajirun. That is why the people of Makkah are called muhajirun. And the sahaba and the companions in Madinah al-Munawwara, they are called the ansar, the helpers. Nasra means to help. There's a surah in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَ النَّصْرُ اللَّهِ. When the help of Allah will come. And Allah says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. If you assist the deen of Allah, يَنْصُرُكُمْ. Allah will assist you. Allah looks at your actions, and then Allah will improve your condition. So Ansar means the helpers. For they came to Makkah, in the 11th year after Hijrah, they came more in the 12th year after Hijrah, and they gave a pledge that we will protect Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning 12th year of Islam before Hijrah. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, and they assisted and helped Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. Therefore they are called the Ansar. Ya Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says, Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. I'm going to make hijrah ila Rabbi, to my Allah. Meaning for the sake of Allah, I'm going to leave everything. And time does not allow. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first family, him and his wife Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the first family to make hijrah. They made hijrah to Abyssinia after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, as is mentioned in a hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hijrah is a sacrifice from everything. Innahu huwa al-azizul hakim. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty, hakim. Allah jalla wa ala is all wise. Allah grant us the true knowledge of the Holy Quran. Allah forgive all our shortcomings. Allah grant us to be always in the houses of Allah. Allah bless us with His obedience and in following the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may this Ramadan be the best of Ramadans for each and every one of us. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Yashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.